Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026 at 9:30 Israel time, 6:30 UTC. IRGC strikes US base in Kuwait after American attack on Iran, IDF soldier killed by Hezbollah drone. May 28th, 0630 UTC, 0930 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, the IRGC launched a retaliatory attack on a U.S. base in Kuwait overnight following American strikes near Bandar Abbas, Iran. The U.S. strikes, the second in 2 days, targeted a ground control station and intercepted 4 one-way attack drones that officials said posed a threat to forces and commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. In response, the IRGC announced it targeted the U.S. airbase in Kuwait, from which the American strikes originated, at 4:50 local time, warning that further aggression would be met with a much more decisive response. Kuwait activated its air defense systems amid reports of missile and drone interceptions, though no independent visual confirmation of the strike scale or success has yet emerged. On the northern front, an IDF soldier was killed and 2 reservists wounded in a Hezbollah explosive drone attack near the Lebanese border. The IDF responded with a wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in Tyre. And on the diplomatic front, the UN added Israel to its blacklist of perpetrators of sexual violence in conflict zones, prompting Israel to reportedly cut ties with UN Secretary General Guterres. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Iran, beyond the kinetic exchange, the diplomatic track is showing strain. President Trump stated the US is not satisfied in talks with Iran days after claiming a deal was imminent and reiterated calls for Gulf states to join the Abraham Accords. The US Treasury sanctioned the Iranian-established Persian Gulf Authority for managing Hormuz, and Iran's deputy national security official demanded the unconditional release of frozen Iranian assets. On the domestic front, internet connectivity in Iran has been partially restored after a months-long shutdown, though connectivity remains at 86% of pre-cutoff levels with heavy restrictions still in place. In Lebanon, the IDF identified the soldier killed in the Hezbollah drone attack as Sergeant Rotem Yanai, 20 a service conditions NCO in the Givati Brigade's Rotem Battalion from Givat Ada. He was running to a shelter when the drone struck. 2 reservists were wounded, 1 seriously and 1 moderately, when 2 drones launched by Hezbollah exploded in a military zone near the northern border. The IDF launched a wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in Tyre following an evacuation warning issued the previous day. Strikes were reported in multiple locations, including Burj al Shamali, Haruf Alf al-Nabati, and Haris. Lebanese media reported civilian casualties. 6 people, including children, were killed in an airstrike on a family fleeing on the Adlaun Highway. 2 were killed in a motorcycle strike in Tyre, and a family of 3 was killed in another strike on the city. The IDF also intercepted a suspicious aerial target over southern Lebanon, triggering sirens in border communities. Hezbollah, for its part, claimed multiple drone attacks on Israeli military gatherings in southern Lebanon on May 26 and 27, including at Al-Owaida Hill, Al-Ajail Plateau, and Zotar al-Sharqiya. Moving to Gaza, the IDF struck 2 central Hamas terrorists in the northern strip. Israeli media identified the targets as the commander of Hamas's Northern Gaza Brigade and the deputy commander of the Gaza City Brigade. Quds News Network reported that 10 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli strike on the Al-Fayer building on Omar al-Mukhtar Street in central Gaza City. On the policy front, Defense Minister Israel Katz advanced plans for what he termed the voluntary emigration of Palestinians from Gaza, which Quds News Network characterized as forced displacement. In the West Bank, over the past 2 days, IDF soldiers acting on ISA intelligence apprehended 5 terrorists in 3 operations across Judea and Samaria. In Jenin, a terrorist planning an imminent attack was arrested. In Zaita, a Hamas-affiliated terrorist advancing activity was detained. In Colandia and Albiere, 3 terrorists were apprehended, including an armed individual who incited terrorism. Separately, for the second time in days, a settler was filmed striking a dog during a raid on a Palestinian village. The suspect also shoved a woman and child. Police open an investigation, but a similar probe from 2 weeks ago has not led to arrests. On the multilateral track, the UN added Israel to its blacklist of perpetrators of sexual violence in conflict zones alongside Hamas and ISIS, according to Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Dannon. Israel reportedly cut ties with UN Secretary General Guterres over the decision, with Israeli officials condemning the move as an unfathomable inversion of reality. In a related development, the US reimposed sanctions on Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Rights, a week after dropping them following an appeals court administrative stay on a ruling that deemed the sanctions likely violated her free speech rights. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of direct US-Iran kinetic exchange has accelerated sharply, moving from US strikes on Iranian assets near Bandar Abbas to an IRGC-claimed retaliatory attack on a US base in Kuwait within 24 hours. This marks a qualitative escalation from the prior pattern of US strikes and Iranian condemnation without immediate military response. The protagonist set has expanded. The IRGC is now directly claiming offensive operations, whereas previously Iran's responses were rhetorical or through proxies. On the Lebanon front, the intensity of Hezbollah drone attacks and IDF counterstrikes remains high but stable, with the killing of an IDF soldier representing a continuation of the attritional dynamic. The diplomatic track, however, shows signs of stalling, with Trump expressing dissatisfaction and the UN blacklisting adding a new layer of friction. On the information environment, the IRGC is pushing a narrative of direct symmetrical retaliation, framing the Kuwait strike as a necessary response to US aggression and warning of much more decisive action. This framing aims to project strength and deterrence to both domestic and regional audiences. The US narrative emphasizes self-defense and the targeting of imminent threats, but the IRGC's claim of striking the originating base challenges that framing by asserting Iranian agency. Hezbollah's narrative remains one of steady pressure, with the drone attack that killed an IDF soldier reinforcing its message of capability and resolve. The UN blacklisting of Israel introduces a competing narrative from multilateral institutions, which Israel is counterframing as an inversion of reality, seeking to delegitimize the UN process. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest on the IRGC's Kuwait claim. No independent visual confirmation has emerged, and Kuwait's activation of air defenses is the only corroborating detail, leaving the scale and success of the attack unverified, and the synthesis. The IRGC's claimed strike on Kuwait is less a military operation than a performative act of deterrence communication, designed to signal that Iran will no longer absorb US strikes without a direct attributable response. The choice of Kuwait, a non-belligerent host to US forces, is deliberate. It internationalizes the conflict without triggering a full state-on-state war with the US while testing Washington's red lines. The US response will be the critical variable. A muted reaction could embolden further IRGC strikes on regional US assets, while a forceful retaliation risks a cycle of escalation that neither side can fully control. A counter-reading is that the IRGC claim is a fabrication or exaggeration given the lack of independent evidence and Kuwait's ambiguous statements. However, the IRGC's willingness to publicly claim the attack, coupled with the prior US strikes, suggests a calculated shift in Iran's deterrence posture rather than a mere information operation. To wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. 3 indicators to watch. First, Check Flight Radar 24 for U.S. military aircraft activity over Kuwait and the northern Persian Gulf, focusing on tanker tracks and ISR orbits near Ali al-Salem Air Base in the 24 hours following the IRGC's claimed strike. Second, review Sentinel 1 SAR imagery of Bandar Abbas port and naval facilities from the next available pass, orbit 174, approximately May 29th at 2:30 UTC, to assess damage from the reported US strikes on the ground control station. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Sabarin News for posting cadence and content regarding IRGC claims of the Kuwait strike, as it often serves as a primary distribution node for IRGC-linked narratives before official confirmation. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 24 hours, the US will not conduct a retaliatory strike on Iranian territory in response to the IRGC's claimed attack on Kuwait, instead issuing a statement condemning the attack and reaffirming its right to self-defense. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, and Hezbollah will launch at least one more explosive drone attack on northern Israel before May 29th at 6:30 UTC. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, the IRGC will conduct a follow-on strike against another US base in the Gulf region, such as in Bahrain or Qatar, within 48 hours, claiming it as further retaliation for US strikes with low confidence. Israel will expand its ground operations in southern Lebanon beyond the current security zone within 72 hours in response to continued Hezbollah drone attacks with low confidence, and the US will impose new sanctions on senior IRGC commanders, specifically for the Kuwait attack, rather than conducting a military response within 48 hours. That concludes this sitrap. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.